Hello, and welcome to Education Radio. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, teacher, and your neighbor. Joining me is Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo.
Hi, Adri. I have to say that it was really nice to have a full week off.
It was a little more than a week.
It was awesome. A total of 10 days. It was a long time. And I hope that families got a chance to enjoy whatever tradition.
That's right. People spend some safe time together.
And, you know, whatever they did. But I have to admit that on Tuesday, this might be hard to believe.
Right? No, I get it.
But it crossed my mind that I should be somewhere right about 4:15.
Right, recording, so, because it's our favorite thing to do.
Yeah, so, yeah. But I'm glad to be back, and we have a very special guest today.
Yes, we do.
And I cannot wait to get to our celebrate section, but let's get things started.
All right, so let's begin with our first segment, Happenings at Our Campus.
All right, so we've been talking a lot about our school board elections.
Yes.
In fact, we had our two board member candidates on our podcast a few weeks ago. We also all had the chance to exercise our right to vote by November 7th.
Right.
And today I want to give an update. So there will be a recount and one race, which is really the only race we had between Andrea Gay and Kaylee Gomez, since the difference is less than half of 1%.
And
we learned this today.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. So that is something new. Less than half a percent.
Yes, less than
difference.
Half a percent. So that automatically triggers a recount coming from the state. We do understand that it is the intent to have this recount done by Monday. And also, what this really means for us is that on Thursday, we are going to be swearing in three out of the four. New but not new board members. And we will be waiting to hear official word from the county clerk until sometime next week.
Okay. So the swearing is on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Then we'll be doing Dr. Mumper and Ms. Lindbergh.
Mm-hmm.
And help me out, one more person.
Patrick Allen Colvin.
Yes. Yeah. But we don't know about these two ladies.
We will not. No.
Okay.
We don't know yet.
All right.
A recount.
All right. So what if?
Mm-hmm.
They're still half a percent. What are we going to do?
Even after a recount, even if it's still that close and there's a difference of
they'll
one vote,
it.
They'll call it. Yeah.
Okay.
I understand that currently the difference is four votes, but since it's so close, they will do a recount. But if it comes down to, you know, one vote, then after the recount, it will be called.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then we will wait for those news.
We got a lot of work to do. So
until next week. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Well, we want to thank both Andrea Gay and Kaylee Gomez, not only for wanting to serve our district, but also for their patience in this drawn-out process.
And,
right?
And we're very lucky that we have people who are interested in serving
Absolutely,
our community in that
yes.
capacity. Because like I have said before, my hat's off to our board members. They do give us a lot of time, a lot of their time and dedication, and they don't get paid for it. So,
yeah.
Thank you, board
All
members,
right.
if you're listening.
Well, thank you. All right, we're going to move on to our next segment, Celebrate.
You know, Adri, I don't know that our listeners know this or we might have mentioned, but you and I worked together some time at OMS.
Yes.
Just a few years ago, not that many. And when I was working at OMS, you started something called Theater O.
Yes.
And back then, I was a school counselor, and I thought it was a phenomenal idea to give students just more opportunities to get involved in extracurricular activities,
right.
or just something that might resonate to them. I have to tell you that I think you did a phenomenal, fantastic job in starting the program and putting on several plays throughout the years that I got a chance to attend, and I really enjoyed them. So I understand that our guest has something to do with theater, but I'm going to pass it on to you.
All right. And I had done theater before I came to Ortega Middle School, but it had been a few years since I'd done it. But, you know, I was sitting in my very first teacher training meeting at Ortega Middle School, and I looked at that stage, and I was like, wow, that's a nice stage. And it just seemed like a great place to perform. And at some point that day, the principal, Susie Paulson, announces she'd like to see a theater program get started again at OMS. And I remember a veteran teacher said he might be interested, and another teacher said, no, we should let Miss Chapa do it since that's her area. And so I talked to Miss Paulson. I went, I'll get it started. And so I directed two shows a year for 12 years, and I am very excited about today's guest.
Yeah, and let's just get right to it.
Today, all right.
We have the pleasure of having Theater O's director with us, and I want to welcome Haley Perry. Haley Perry to AZ Radio.
Welcome, Haley. You know, it seems to like just yesterday that I was casting you in your first show at Ortega Middle School, and you auditioned for The Little Mermaid, and now here you are, director of Theater O. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself so the community gets to know you a little bit better.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been really exciting to kind of take on this thing that I started in, which is really interesting for me.
Kind of full circle, right?
Yeah, very full circle, and it's very special to me because of that. I'm 21, and I went to school in Alamosa, and I started when I was in seventh grade with Miss Chapa, and we did The Little Mermaid, and I remember, like, I just wanted to show you that I could do it.
And you did. You did.
And I know that I was just like, I was a shelf or something in Ariel's grotto, and I was like, I'm going to be the best shelf she's ever seen. I'm going to do it. I'm going to know all the words and everybody's lines. I'm going to do it. And it totally paid off. And I think from there, I just really found, like, my own home and a place that I really belonged. And I feel like up until that point when I had met you and all of my friends in Theater O, I didn't really quite have a place yet. So being able to like find that thing and it being so wonderful and it became such a big part of me. And then, you know, now I'm taking it on and now I'm in the director's shoes and I get to do all these amazing things with these wonderful, talented children. And I see why you did it for so long. Cause it's right. So amazing. And I sit here and I'm like, I don't know how I'm ever going to stop. I think I could do this forever.
You know, when I had to tell the students, all right, guys, we're going to do this dance, but you're going to do it twice as fast as I'm doing.
Right.
It's like, all right, it's time to move on. They need a young person. And, you know, you talk, Haley, about, and Luis, you're just going to have to barge in because Haley and I have tons to talk about. But you know, you did start out as a chorus member in Little Mermaid, as many students begin. Yeah. It's very rare that a new person comes in and takes over the lead role because they don't have the experience.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
That the new kids have. But then by eighth grade, you had the...
I had
the lead roles, yeah.
I worked for it.
You
and I
did.
I kind of teach the same thing to them now. Like, you know, I even tell them I started at the bottom. You know, I was just, you know, I was a chorus member.
Yeah.
And I was there and I'm, you know, and some of them feel like it's not important. But I, you know, I try and make sure that they know that they are important and that even though they might just be a chorus member, it's going to pay off one day.
That's
and
right.
And that the hard work you put into something, even if you feel like, you know, okay, it's not the lead. But this is important, and I matter up here, so I better, you know, step up into it. And I think that me sharing, like, my own experiences with the kids and kind of explaining that to them, they kind of understand it a little bit better now. It's not so much, oh, I don't have any lines, you know.
Right.
But you're still up there. You're important. I'm That's looking right. at you. So, yeah.
It's very fun. Right. So how long have you been the director of Theater O?
So this is my second semester. I got hired... actually like almost a year ago, like to the day, to come in and take over. So this is only my second semester doing it.
All right.
Yeah.
So how many shows did you perform in when you were in middle school and high school? Can you give a quick count?
I think I did like 8 or 9, I think, between middle school and high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've been director for almost a year.
Yeah.
Before we came on, there was talk about a show that's getting worked on. Tell us about it.
So right now we're working on Peter Pan Jr., which is so much fun. A lot of the kids, I think that they weren't too sure with me about Peter Pan at first. And then we started jumping into it and they started learning the songs and they really like fell in love with that show. And I think that there was something about Peter Pan that I don't know why. I was like, this is the one. Nobody asked me why. I just had a really strong feeling that I had the kids for it. And last semester when I started out, I got about 40 kids, cast and crew. This semester, after we put on such an amazing show with Frozen, I had 40 kids audition.
Wow.
Just audition for the show.
Yeah.
Which I remember I just texted Mustafa that day. Mm-hmm. I was like, you will not believe how many kids I had audition for the show. And it just made me so happy to see this program growing. And so we've been working really, really hard on Peter Pan with so many kids. There's a lot of them, but mm-hmm. they're so excited to put on a show. And we've been doing all of the dances because there's so many, and they've been really taking it on really well. It's a big responsibility to have to learn all those lines and dances and songs and memorize all of them, as well as, mm-hmm. you know, keep your grades up and keep doing good in school. And they've really just taken it on, and they're impressive, really. They've done amazing.
Sounds exciting.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, so tell us what those performance dates are, because it's coming up this month.
Yes.
December.
Yeah. So we will be performing on December 14th and 15th at 7 p.m., and the doors will open at 6:30 for everybody.
All right. We will be announcing that, parents, again, just to remind you that those are coming up. All right.
So you're very passionate about this, and I'm sure that our listeners could feel your passion through their earphones or their phone or whatever they're listening, their computer. And I wish sometimes we got to talk about a YouTube channel.
Sure. Because
you're so animated and your passion is, right? I can feel your passion. And you talked about what Theater O did for you and that sense of belonging.
Yeah.
And you talked about it felt like home or like a place that you belong. Mm-hmm. Why else did you choose to be, you know, this director? Expand on that.
You know, I feel like I really, like I said, I found a very big piece of me in theater that I didn't even know would be a part of me when I was, you know, in middle school. And it's crazy how much of, like, a safe place that became for me, and whether, you know, you never know what's going on. You never know
in
how school's
life,
going.
Right,
you just never know how it's going. And so for me, like, to just be able to go there and, like, I had all my friends, and it just felt like I could really be myself there, even in sometimes I couldn't always be myself everywhere else, you know? Yeah. So just giving students a place where they can, you know, come and be themselves, whoever that is really what I aim to do. I want them to be able to find who they are and enjoy doing it and have fun and be able to do something really amazing and be a part of something really special. And I think that being a part of Theater O is really special, and it makes you special when you're a part of that. So being their director has been, like, the most fulfilling thing that I have done. And I'm, you know, I'm young, but it feels very right, you know? And I feel like I've tried to, like, I went to a couple different colleges and I tried a lot of things out. And this is the one thing that just 100% just feels so right. And it's so, I'm up there and it's just natural. And I even stop myself and I'm like, this is so much fun and I'm just doing it. And you couldn't have told me a couple years ago that I would be doing it. Yeah. So being the director is just, like, it's so special to me because it's, like you said, it's full circle, and I just, I don't know how I'll ever leave.
You know, some of the things I enjoyed when I was with Adri at OMS, being a counselor, is that I got a chance to counsel kids and learn about their situation and, you know, of course, kept it all confidential, but I knew that I had kids who had struggles, and, you know, of course all kids have struggles, they just look a little bit different, but there were a few kids that I personally got to know a little more, and they were in Theater O, and then I just got to see them come out and blossom and perform, and I was just so proud because I can't even imagine getting up on stage and singing and dancing and doing all the things that they did. So, you know, that's why I'm a big fan of Theater O, if you can't tell yet.
So why don't you tell us how Theater O is set up? Is it just for actors, just people who want to be on stage? Tell us what, like, how is the year set up and how is the program set up?
So the year is set up, so we do two plays each, or we do a play each semester. So we do two plays in a year. I'm more of a musical kind of person, so we probably are going to be doing quite a few musicals, but That's the kind of thing that we do. We just pick one, and they always kind of ask me, like, oh, what are we doing anything next semester? I'm like, yes, we are. Don't worry. But so we have the cast, the crew, and then I have, like, my part of the crew that's, like, sound and lights and spotlight. So our cast, they do, like, a traditional audition. We all, like, you know, everybody's in the auditorium, and I pick a song, and I give them, like, a dialogue to practice, and then they get to go up there, and they do it, and I do callbacks, and so they get that kind of experience of, like, what it's like a little bit, you know, when they inevitably, if they continue to do theater, or they go on to high school or college, they've had that audition experience, which I can say firsthand very much helped. Then with my crew, I let a lot of people join my crew because if, you know, they want to be there, I want them to be there. Mm-hmm. If they want somewhere to be that they, you know, they want to help out and they want somewhere to be creative and help paint and build sets or do costumes, because a lot of them aren't necessarily people that want to sing and dance or go up and, you know, act on stage, which is totally okay. I've definitely done both. So I understand. So, the behind the stage, you know, the crew part of it is very big. So that's a part of it. And then I have my whole, like, setup with all of my kids that do lights and stuff. And they do all of the really fun stuff in the show. And they get to learn how to do that kind of stuff. And so I think that also helps them when they get to move on and do kind of that stuff. I feel like when I was in middle school, I just mainly did acting. And I never really did any crew stuff until I was a little older. And I found myself, you know, kind of wishing I did both sometimes just because it would have helped me later. But I definitely got those skills, you know, of how to build sets and how to, you know, use a fly system and all that stuff. I got to find all that stuff out on my own, which was a really cool part that I got to learn afterwards. That was like, okay, so this is, you know, the other side of it that's not singing and dancing and acting and doing that fun stuff. So yeah, those are little.
All right. Parties. So two shows a year, and it's not just for actors.
No, we got a bunch of people.
All right.
Okay. So two shows a year. Mm-hmm. Can anyone join at any time, or is there a set time of the year to join? How does it work?
So I usually kind of open it up for actors, in the beginning of the semester, when we do auditions, and the ones auditions are kind of done, that's the show is casted. So you can't really just join the cast after that, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. So my cast is pretty set in stone after we do auditions and I put out the cast list. But like I said, with the crew, I kind of let them join as they, you know, some people bring their friends in. They're like, my friends really want to join. And I'm like, okay. But yeah, so I let a lot of crew join just because they want to be there. And there's always something to be done and something that needs to be worked on or finished. So it helps to have all their little, you know, creativity.
Absolutely. You know, I saw your show last spring, and it was your first show, mm-hmm. right? And yeah. Like a parent, I was nervous too. But, you know, as soon as the curtains opened and it started, I relaxed because I could tell it was going to be a great show just in that first minute. And it was a great show. And I was that parent, that proud parent sitting in the audience. But you could tell the amount of work that you put in. Yes, the kids were amazing. And the set and the costumes, everything was great. But someone had to think it all up first.
Yeah.
Someone had to make sure it all happened. That was you. That's the director. Is there anything else you want to share with us? Because it takes hours to create magic on the stage, right?
Yeah.
You want to tell us anything else about the process of how you get started with them?
There's a lot more that goes into it than even I realized when I took it on. But I just found myself kind of, you know, taking a lot of what I had in experience. And, you know, I feel like a lot of what I know I learned from you.
Oh,
that's just true.
You're taking it
right. I paid attention. Bigger. You know, I was like, this is impressive what she's doing with all of us. And I paid attention. So a lot of what I do, I did learn from you, and it's got my own twist on it, but it's a lot. I've done, like, a lot of the choreographing, which I didn't think that I would be able to do, but it actually turns out to be super cute and really fun, and the kids love it. the costumes and stuff, I have lots of help from parents and outside people that like to come and help me, which makes it really awesome that we have like people in the community that really want to help us and take on that stuff and really do what they can to make our show that much better, which just makes my heart really happy. It takes a lot to get, you know, 40 kids to, you know, okay, line up, let's start doing this. I need you to do this when this goes, you know. And it didn't, in my mind, I was like, oh, yeah, I can do this. And it was super challenging at first, and now it's just so natural. And I think that I find myself really guiding them, which is what I wanted to do. You know, I wanted to be someone that could guide them. And I wanted to teach them all of the things that they would need to know for when, you know, they left Ortega Middle School. Because I know, you know, I go into high school, they pretty much let you do your own thing. They give you a lot of creative freedom. And if you don't know what you're doing, that's kind of hard. And it's very, like, you don't really know what to do. So I wanted to be able to give them all of those components, like, this is what blocking is. This is the stage directions. This is, you know, I'm teaching you this stuff so that one day when there's not someone to teach it to you, you know. So
you're
there's
that foundation.
Yeah, I got to set the foundation for them so they, you know, they have some room to grow after they leave.
Absolutely. My theater.
So what would you say are some of the benefits from being involved in a theater program?
I think that it honestly teaches a lot of students discipline in a lot of ways. You know, it's like I said, it's, there's a lot, when you put on like an hour-long show, there's a lot of lines, there's a lot of songs to memorize and dances to practice, and you have to be on top of it, because, you know, if there's a weak link in the chain, it's going to, you know, kind of get a little weird. So if they really depend on each other to be, you know, carrying their weight and to be supporting each other and, you know, taking care of themselves so that they can be there every single day so that they are all on the same page and that they can, you know, put on the best show that they can.
Okay. The benefits. And there are could talk about this for hours.
Yes.
I was involved in theater throughout my high school years back in the dark ages and then in college and then as a director. Yeah. And I directed at a large high school for 12 years before, you know, I ever, you know, came here. So I've witnessed over and over again the growth that happens in students. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just talking about the big things like acting professionally or producing a movie professionally, but the small and the large victories that happen in theater programs every day, every year. And as a director, you know the students that you're working with. And you get to see those little victories. And the audience may not know, but you know that for that child, it was a victory that day, right?
Yes.
Talk to us about those victories.
I think that when I have, it's a victory for me, at least when I have parents reach out to me and just thank me, which is what I've had a lot of, and I couldn't have prepared myself for how that was going to make me feel.
Yeah.
I've had even parents recently reach out to me and just say, thank you so much. I've seen so much change in my student in a positive way and a change that they couldn't even expected or even known was going to happen. So that those kind of victories, you know, really make my heart happy. And it makes me feel good that, you know, this person is growing in this, you know, program that we have. And then there's also victories like I know during Frozen, we had a lot of it was hard for some students to feel comfortable enough to. I gave them these solos, and it was hard for them to kind of break out of this shell of, you know, the stress of, okay, people are going to hear me sing. I have to sing now, you know. And when they inevitably just do it and you see them come into this, like, powerful moment that you were just waiting for. I was, you know, I'm just anticipating it. I know it'll come eventually if they let themselves have that moment. And once they do, it's like, this is what you deserved. Like, you deserve to be heard, and, you know, so that always made me really happy when they get to have their moment and they get to know that they are special and that this is worth doing.
Absolutely.
You were talking about, you know, your victory. So I got goosebumps because I could relate. I coached for several years. I coached football. And, you know, I always talk to my players about this is about life.
Yeah.
And I had my victories when they would come back later and remember a line that I said that I had no clue and it resonated with them. And now as adults or well, now adults, because I'm a little right. older, you know, they'll still remember that. And they have the story of how it changed them. So then all the extra hours and the extra money that we put in on extracurriculars, mm-hmm. it's all worth it.
Absolutely. 100%. It's worth and, you know, talking about the benefits of theater. Now, I have not had the time to do the research, to research the data. But I firmly believe that being involved in theater improves reading skills in students. Mm-hmm. I saw it in one of my own kids who was struggling. And then I've witnessed it just many times with students that I've worked with over the years. I've witnessed students who are stumbling over words and obviously struggling to read the script during the first days mm-hmm. and understand the words that are in front of them. And then as we work through a play, I see their reading improving just within theater, and I know that it carries over into their core classes as well. They learn new vocabulary. All of a sudden, they understand the subtext, not just the words that are being said, but the underlying meaning that's happening as well. And most importantly, you know, something you touched on, they gain in that self-confidence, which is so important in everyone. And I know you said that you had witnessed it, and we'll continue to see it over and over again, that self-confidence. And, you know, I don't know about you guys, but because I have been involved in theater for many years, I know that theater majors go on to do all kinds of things in life.
Mm-hmm.
And that being studying theater will help you in no matter what career you're going to go into. Right? All right. Well, we could talk about this for hours and hours and hours. And there are students at every school who need to be in a theater program. It's our job as educators to ensure that there is truly a place for everyone to belong. And you touched on that, Haley. And I'll never forget the time we were walking into the auditorium. It was like September one year. And we were walking in there for the first time that year, and a student walked in, and he took a few steps in, and he gave a big sigh, and he said, ah, home. You know, and he just felt like that was his place, and I'll never forget that. And every student needs a place to belong to in the school, mm-hmm. whether it's in that sports field, in that science lab, whatever that child needs. We just need to open up those extracurricular activities for them. All right.
All right. I know you talked to us about the dates, but would you remind us about the dates and times of the performances that are coming up?
Yes. So they are December 14th and 15th at 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Yes.
And what is the admission price?
It's $8 for adults and $5 for students.
All right. Do you want to share with the audience why you have to charge to get in?
So when we charge them, because it helps us, you know, gain money, or, you know, get money to put on our next show.
Right.
And that's what we use it for.
Yeah. And I don't know if you are aware, parents, but, you know, you have to, number one, buy the scripts.
Yeah.
And then you have to pay royalty fees, mm-hmm. which costs several hundred dollars just for that.
Yeah.
Does not count the supplies, the costumes, mm-hmm. you know, supplies to make the props, building materials. So much that goes into it. And so that money is needed for the next show.
Yes, right? It is.
All right. Well, thank you for being with us. And we look forward to seeing Peter Pan on the stage in a couple of weeks. And congratulations for taking on this job. And you're doing a phenomenal job.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, we're going to move on to our next segment, upcoming events.
All right. Well, we just came back from a break.
Yes.
But we are now.
We're going to talk about the next one.
Officially 14 days away from Christmas break.
Okay.
You know, this time of the year can feel a little hard since we just had a long break. Weather's starting to get cold and days are darker and yes. a little longer. This time of the year is super crucial.
Absolutely.
For students, for teachers. And, you know, we ask everyone to step on that throttle, because we still have a lot of work to do for this semester, but also for the remainder of the school year. And this is the time where, you know, we need our students to be on, because we're getting close to wrapping up semester one. And we also get to assess some learning. We want Absolutely, to take yeah. a pulse of how we're doing in the magic of teaching and learning.
That's right. So make every day count, parents. Make sure those kids don't miss out on any learning opportunities this month. Well, that does it for today's episode of Education Radio. Parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our district page. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District, students today, leaders tomorrow.